and in Baxter in the Morning.
All right, a special after show podcast because I want to see how mad we can get my wife.
I'm going to pretend I'm not here. I do every time you start to call. I'm scared.
We talked about something in the full show that I think she will still be fired up about, and it's been years since this happened. She also was mad at me this morning because I didn't respond to her good morning text because we were busy.
Hello.
Hey, babe. What? I love you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're supposed to start conversations.
According to who?
So go ahead and say it to me now.
What? I love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
Oh my gosh.
I want to go through multiple things that happened today. Number one, the fact that I might have gotten busy and forgot to respond to my good morning, I love you text.
Yeah, you were too busy posting about Hooters.
Roasted!
That's the response I got when I didn't respond. She said, you can't tell me good morning, but you've posted about Hooters twice?
Well, Leslie, I only got good morning, I love you text maybe for 2 years. They've gone away now.
Not for me.
No, not for Brandon.
Let's just clarify that.
Yeah.
So one of the things we talked about on the show, first of all, before I even get to the Hooters topic, I want to play my blunder from this morning and why Kelly and I almost...
I did almost trickle.
Because it was a bad one. We're trying to talk about Brooks and Dunn. And people think sometimes that we lay out the show and we kind of have a guide, but we don't have words written out. We just talk.
And here's the thing is I mess up all the time. Every time my mouth opens, I mess up. So people are just used to it. So it's okay. But Brandon rarely ever messes up. So
yeah,
when he does,
I don't think I've ever heard him mess up.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing in the whole world when he does.
Her and David absolutely think it's hilarious when I make a mistake, and I made a pretty big mistake on the show this morning. I'm going to go back to it real quick. I'm going to have to play it off my phone because I don't know where this audio is. Anyway, so we're talking about Brooks and Dunn. I'm talking about how they're about to reboot the band, and people are excited about it. And the vision of what I'm going to say is that they're trying to push that agenda, basically,
right.
Okay? This is what it sounded like when I said it.
It's the same hashtag. So essentially, a lot of people are thinking they're pushing the message out.
You said the P word.
I said the P word.
Oh, my God.
And in case you missed it the first time.
Pushing the message out.
Well, dang, I didn't go far enough back. That's what happens. Let me go back a little bit further.
A lot of people are thinking they're
Y'all, I said that at 7:30.
Leslie, I lost it. I was over here shaking. I was laughing so hard.
And then I start to giggle because I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't just say that.
Yeah.
And I did.
You did.
It was great. Now I have it forever.
Oh gosh, that is funny.
So we mentioned Hooters because Hooters has this deal on Valentine's Day where if you go there and you rip up photos of your ex, you can get 10 free wings.
So I told everyone that I would take everyone because I would have plenty of wings to go around.
I was waiting for Brandon to say that about you.
Oh, no, I outed myself.
She knows sometimes that she might as well just go ahead and go there first.
Yep.
She would rather get the funny than the joke be about
that
her.
That is completely true.
So we were talking about how your perception of Hooters was so different before you went. Remember?
Yeah.
Because it was an issue for us. She thought it was weird that I would like to go there. And I'm like, I've been there my whole life. Pop liked going to Hooters, right? Like if Nana wasn't around, Pop would take me and my boy cousins and my brother to Hooters because it was funny for him and Pop got to be funny. And then when I was doing my wrestling stuff, the wrestlers who were there early in the day on Friday, Hooters was the closest restaurant that was nice to the Sportatorium in Dallas.
Right, yeah.
It was the Deep Ellum area you'd go to and Hooters was close. Otherwise, you're going to a deli or something.
Well, you were desensitized to it. You had been to Hooters so many times, it wasn't to you, it wasn't a big deal.
Right.
But for people like Leslie and I, who are probably raised a little bit more where that was, you don't go to a Hooters.
Right.
Exactly.
Because that's how I was raised too. And I didn't go till probably Joey and I dated. So, I mean, I hadn't been in a long time. And my thing was always so we're going to go there so you can look at other girls' boobs. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Sure, that sounds great to me.
And that's what my wife thought too, but it's really as a dude, and I guess maybe if you're there with a table of five or six guys, maybe that's when you have the potential to be more dumb.
Yeah.
But when you're there with your wife, It's almost kind of weird.
And it surprises me that you would ever take your wife, because you would be scared to death that she would see you accidentally look at someone's chest. Even though you didn't, you would be scared to death.
He would keep his head down staring at the tile floor before he did that.
So why would you even go?
It's like I
punished
myself
the whole time.
But then, so we're talking about that. And like over the course of time, she realizes, okay, it's just a restaurant, blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't even, it's like she's desensitized to it too. And we have like Kai's, a picture with him and his first Hooters waitress and all this. So that's kind of funny. But the story that I will never forget, if I were to say, give me one Hooters story that I will never forget and you will never forget, what is it?
Is it in Texas?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell the story,
because the full show has my version of it. What is your version? And then people can compare the two stories.
Okay. Well, it was around Christmas time, and it was me, Brandon, his sister, and Kai. Kai was probably 3.
Stories match up so far.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God, the bell. Okay. So we walk in and we walk right back out. Because they were basically naked.
No, that's not true. They were not naked.
The bell should be going
they
crazy.
They were in Christmas lingerie, and it was just too much.
Stories match up so far.
Okay, so we sat down.
Okay.
And we got back up and we left. Because I was mad. And your sister was uncomfortable.
No, she
You're
wasn't.
You're the only one that wasn't uncomfortable.
Brandon's the only one that wanted to stay.
Yeah. So I said, you can stay, I'm leaving.
So, like, how long was it before Brandon got out to the car?
Oh, no, he was in front of me.
No, I don't believe that's the case.
You didn't stay in there.
Nope. Here's how I remember the story, and see if you remember it this way. I remember you saying, come on, Kai, let's go, and taking him by the hand, because I remember watching you walk through the Hooters in Plano, Texas. My sister gets up. She might have worked there at one point when she was young. So she gets up and she follows Leslie because she can't stay.
Right.
So here I am. And then the waitress comes over to take our order. And I'm like, what do I do?
What did you do?
That's right. Did you order a drink? I don't even remember.
I don't remember either. I was mortified. And I didn't know how to respond. I don't even know what I said.
I was mortified. I didn't even want to walk in.
Was that the first experience you ever had, or had we gone before?
No, we'd gone to Memphis before. And Kyle was like 2. So that's what I was expecting.
Well, and that's what I expected, too.
Well, it was much the opposite. Well,
and a lot of things play into that, too, because, like, I don't know, if it's me, it could have been on a certain day I would react in a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, and it was like I had my son with me.
Yeah.
He was fine with it. He was fine with it.
Shut up.
We've talked
about
it since.
He's 3. It's weird.
But he didn't even know any different.
Right, I know.
He didn't know any different. She knew different.
He was looking around like... Because, yes, he did know.
But he would look around if you were at McDonald's at a playground area. What?
Yeah. He's been saying the word booby since he was like 18 months old.
Gee, I wonder where that came from.
Because he was hungry and he's like, well, what do you want to eat?
Rubies.
And then he, never mind.
What?
All of this is
Brandon
coming back on you, Brandon.
He would sing to Kai.
No.
I love rubies and big ol', and Kai would go, booby.
You're such a horrible role model.
Turn this off. I've never done that before. That is a lie. She is perpetrating a lie on the
He's
people
walked
listening.
In here before, and you've done that just to make
a She's perpetrating a lie, and I am the only one who's allowed to speak today.
And you sound like Michael Scott right now.
Exactly. He is Michael Scott. 100%.
Did you know that Michael Scott... where's your car cologne?
Yes, I do. The generic, Leslie. So you know it's more like Brandon because it's the generic.
Oh, my God. Yes.
We talked about that this morning. I said that it was funny because, like, Leslie's laying on my lap and I'm rubbing her back and we're watching The Office and they get the Dracar. She wasn't even sure that he said that.
Yeah.
And then she just looked up at me because she's told me she wants to throw away my cologne.
It makes me nauseous.
Wow.
I wore it in the early 90s. They're making fun of it in 2005. I'm wearing it in 2019.
So what does that say?
It was on sale.
So Michael Scott on The Office, Steve Carell, they're going through his car, and they find the Dracar, the generic knockoff Rite Aid Dracar. And what else did they find in the car that was a Brandon thing?
Fish fillet.
Or what I like to say is
fish fillet.
Fish fillet.
Fish fillet. Oh, I know what you would get. You would get a fish fillet.
That is funny.
I can't help it though.
Like, I know.
And I don't even try. I've never tried. If you think he's funny, well, then you should see me off of the radio.
Yeah, you are pretty funny.
Let me tell you what she did last night. This is after we've been giggling at the office and stuff like that. I walk back into the room. I don't know. She's like, go get me a drink. Because I guess she was, yeah. Could you fill up my Sprite with some more ice, please?
Is that how she talks? Really? Now she has a lisp.
You're already going into the kitchen.
So as I get back,
Leslie, I'm so sorry for you right now.
I'm walking into the room. Guess what she starts doing? She started laughing.
Rubies?
Oh. No, she was laughing at me as I walked into the room, and she's like, I don't know why I'm laughing. And then I think it's about my looks. And then I waved at the dog with like my hand, like just stupid, like, hey, buddy. And then she said, I love your short arms.
She did tell me one time you have pterodactyl arms.
And then she started trying to pull my arm out so it would be longer.
That is not true at all.
What were you doing then?
I don't know.
She was holding your hand.
Things. Yeah.
Right.
You just do these funny things. Like you'll walk behind like the door, like the front door. We have like glass on it. And if he sees tail lights or something, he'll just like quickly wave.
He'll
at
duck
it, like,
or something.
Did you see me bless my coffee maker last night?
No.
I didn't know if she's... So I'm pouring the coffee, the water in there for the coffee maker, so and I hit the buttons. And then as soon as I was done, I did the...
I blessed it.
I blessed the coffee.
Just to see if she was watching?
Yep. Because if she would have seen it, she'd have thought that was funny.
Oh, my goodness.
You have your own personal comedian.
Oh, gosh.
It's nonstop.
All right.
It really is.
Kai's funny, too, though.
Does he really have a choice? You're his dad. He's I am his mom.
Both
I guess
of y'all are funny. You and Leslie are both funny.
Oh, yeah. She's hilarious.
She is.
Oh, yeah. You are not.
All right. I got to go. I'm going
you
to Hooters.
You called me. You're interrupting my online shopping, by the way.
Right. Oh, no. You're so busy.
Jane.com.
It's the best. I've told like 10 people about it.
Well, that's fantastic.
They should pay us.
Glad you have so much to do. Hey, continue to hold down the couch in case I know it's been windy today. So hold it down for me.
You're
all right.
Such
I'll
a...
be here.
I'll be home to make you lunch and dinner in a minute.
No, that's okay. I don't like what you cook.
Good. No muffins
I don't like
for
fish
you.
Fish and chicken.
Yeah, no, I've noticed.
And kale. Is that a fat joke?
No, who makes that? I don't make that stuff either. I got to go. We have to go. David needs in the room. He's busy.
Oh, that makes no sense.
All right. No, David has to come in here. We're pressed on time.
Okay.
All right. Have a good
bye,
day.
Bye, Leslie.
All right. Rubies, rubies, rubies.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Goodbye.